but people who've heard me are, it's was very similar to a lot of what you've heard in other places. So I'm not sure you need to go do that. And just to summarize very briefly, because I don't want to go into this too much. Basically, I looked at, you know, how do we know there's a virus and then show that it causes disease. And the three pillars of modern virology, that is the so-called isolation of the virus from cell cultures, the pictures on the electron microscope of the alleged virus, and then the sequencing of the entire genome, all turn out to be illogical, irrational, and anti-scientific. And I laid out the arguments for how I knew that, and the proof that none of those three conditions of modern virology, or the so-called proofs they use, have all been disproven, particularly by Stefan Lenke's new experiments, but even going back till 1954. And because of that, that means there is no SARS-CoV-2. That means there is no engineered or laboratory-created virus. That means there's no variants. That means there's no vaccine-induced immunity to a virus that has not been shown to exist. It also means there is no natural immunity to a virus that has not been shown to exist. This means there is no such thing as pathogenic priming. There's no such thing as antibody-dependent enhancement. There's no reason for masks. There's no reason for social distancing. There are no cancer-causing viruses such as SV40. There is no virus like HIV or chronic fatigue virus that causes either of those diseases. There is no reason to inject people with toxins or gene therapies, otherwise called vaccines. And finally, there's really no need for virologists. So I won't go through all that again.